WTAW news time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 56 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The state senator representing Brazos County included an amendment in legislation that is on its way to the House that will limit tuition increases at public universities.
Charles Schwartner says he was pleased to see such strong support for his amendment that caps tuition increases to no more than 1% over the rate of inflation. That's in addition to tying future tuition increases to student performance. Schwartner says since tuition was deregulated 14 years ago, designated tuition rates have risen 256%. Senate Bill 19 does not apply to community colleges or the state's vocational technical schools. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It did not take long for the city of College Station crews to turn two intersections into all-way stops. The changes came less than 2 weeks after the city council gave its approval. Traffic engineer Troy Rother says where Graham crosses Alexandria and Schaefer, there had been 6 crashes in the last 3 years. Rother was asked about reducing the speed limit on Graham Road.
Best practice is to accept 15% of your traffic is going to speed. And setting that speed limit lower than that just means you're going to increase the number of speeders along that roadway. And the only way to get traffic to travel at that speed lower than what they feel comfortable driving is to put police officers out there.
The other new all-way stop is at Alexandria and Eagle, which, among other things, accommodates Creekview Elementary students crossing the street in the middle of the block. Repairs to the dam at Lake Bryan have gone so well that BTU, which owns the lake to cool water for power plants, has asked the state to consider the $3 million of work a permanent fix. BTU General Manager Gary Miller told the city council during a recent workshop the state would also have to approve keeping the lake level 4 feet lower than currently required. Miller says he's working with the Public Works Department to provide a trade.
Trade water coming off of one of their wastewater facilities for state water that's going into the lake that we're supposed to release.
Miller says anytime it rains, the state requires BTU to release an amount equal to rainfall that hits the lake, even though BTU most of the year has to pump water to keep enough in the lake. The Community Foundation of the Brazos Valley has announced the recipients for the 13th Annual Tribute Luncheon. Foundation President Patricia Gerling says this year's honorees are Gary Blair, Celia Goode Haddock, and Larry Hodges.
It's a wonderful occasion to honor the ongoing good works of civic leaders and volunteers such as Celia and Larry and Gary, and thank them for sharing their most generous time, talents, and resources in support of a better community here in the Brazos Valley.
Tickets for the April 24th fundraiser are available by contacting the foundation's office or going online to cfbv.org. For the first time, Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan will be hosting a town hall combining phone calls with emails and social media. News Talk 1620 WTAW is hosting the April 20th event. Bryan Broadcasting Vice President and General Manager Ben Down says you can call, text, or email questions. Then listen on WTAW or RadioAguiland.com or watch Flores on his Facebook Live page.
We're going to set the studio up so that there's a camera and a microphone so that people can watch as the event unfolds, and also they can send messages via Facebook into the congressman to answer.
Flores is also hosting telephone town halls on April 18th and 19th. You can register to participate by going to the congressman's website, flores.house.gov. WTAW news time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 56 degrees. You can text us right now your news tips, photos, videos, 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
With the John Deere 5045E tractor from Sioux Falls Prater, you're able to load more, lift more, do more, and save more. Right now, get 0% financing for 84 months on a 5045E with two-wheel drive and an open operator station. That's one low monthly payment that's going to pay you back in powerful John Deere performance and peace of mind with the no-cost five-year warranty. Learn more at cptractor.com.
Offer ends 5/1/17, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Warranty restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Howdy, this is Pat Sefcik. It's been over 40 years since my dad Leon opened for business. The year was 1972, gas was 55 cents a gallon, and Richard Nixon was in office. For over 44 years, Sefcik's has been providing the BCS with full-service car repair. In appreciation of our loyal customers, we are going back to old-fashioned full service for free. Just pull up to any of our pumps, and we'll pump your fuel, check under the hood, and air up your tires.
Family-owned and operated Sefcik Service Center, down from the post office in College Station.
Good morning. It's 7:11. Infomaniacs on Newstalk 1620 WTAW in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Weather's brought to you this morning by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, and your business. Nationwide is on your side. Contact the Kilgore Insurance Group at 776-1900 or stop by the office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates. Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Cold front slides off to the south and east this morning. We're sunny and breezy behind it, and the cloudiness will move to the south and east as well. Highs near 70 today, clear overnight 45 to 50. High pressure controls the weather tomorrow. Bright sunshine, comfortable. A cool start, but we'll get to 75 tomorrow afternoon. Clear to partly cloudy, cool again tomorrow night, down close to 50. And then mostly sunny for Friday. Temperatures Friday afternoon are going to be around 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the A&M baseball coach Rob Childress weighs in on the team's win over Dallas Baptist last night. Meanwhile, the A&M softball team gets set to take on McNeese State tonight. We'll take a look forward to that, and we'll take a look at how the night played out for Texas teams in the MLB and the NBA. All the details and coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There is 7:12. Of the outrage, a Massachusetts man is suing Dunkin' Donuts because they gave him fake butter. Fake butter.
All right.
Jan Palahniuk has filed a class action suit against the owners of at least 20 Boston Dunkin' Donuts franchises. Huh. Sounds like a follow the money deal.
Yeah.
According to Jan, he asked for real butter on his bagels, but got a butter substitute instead. Two of the franchise owners already opted to settle with him out of court. See? Anyway, his lawyer
fake
says...
Fake butter?
Yeah. The butter thing might seem like a minor issue, but his client sued for the sake of other customers.
Oh, right. Just trying to help the rest of your public.
Yeah. Doing it for other people.
That's right. And I'm sure he'll disperse any of the settlement money with them as well.
Exactly.
The main point of the lawsuit, his attorney says, is to stop the practice of representing one thing and selling something different. So,
wow.
We don't know how much money he got out of that.
The only reason I could see that being a real issue is if you have a food allergy and there was something in the fake butter that you're allergic to that wouldn't have been in normal butter.
But that does not appear to be the case.
No, yet. It does not. It does not.
This is a guy who's chasing dollars. So, there, I think we told you about this a couple of weeks ago, and that's official, that Payless Shoes filing bankruptcy, Chapter 11 protection, closing 400 stores as part of the restructuring. Company currently has more than 4,400 stores in 30 countries. This is the 10th retailer to file for bankruptcy this year. So, but we heard this on the Wall Street Journal report this morning that the Tesla folks able to deliver those 25,000 cars in the first quarter of the year that they had promised to do. That's an increase of about 70%. Company says it wants to produce 500,000 cars in 2018, and sources have estimated that more than 400,000 customers have already plunked down their $1,000 deposits for the car. Base price on the car is $35,000, just so you know. Yeah, if you want to do that. But, I mean, So some people doing well, some people not. Companies you'd heard of doing not so well, and here's another example of that. Gillette, they've been around a while.
Yeah.
Do that razor thing. In fact, they've been around for 115 years.
Wow.
Yep. Well, they are changing tactics this month, and they are going to slash prices and put more focus on cheaper products.
Wow.
Thank you, Harry's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dollar Shave Club.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The Dollar Shave Club is really amazing. Now, Gillette was bought by Procter & Gamble. Like I've said before, there's going to be two of everything one of these days.
Yeah.
The other everything that's not Procter & Gamble is Unilever. So Unilever bought the Dollar Shave Club, I think we talked about this when it happened, for $1 billion. $1 billion. Mm. And the Shave Club hadn't been around that long, but that's a pretty good investment.
Yeah.
So they bought them last year for $1 billion. And then there's Harry's. It's a little bit smaller, but they've grown a lot as well. If you go back and look at the information, Gillette is going to cut their prices 20%, which is significant. Back in 2010, 7 years ago, Gillette had 70% of the razor market.
Wow.
70%. Most recent figures from last year, it has fallen now to 54%. So when you lose 16% of your share,
that's a lot.
Better do something about
it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Better make some changes.
Absolutely. So they're going to do that. Now, they had been bought back in 2005 by Procter & Gamble for $57 billion, which, again, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
The refills for a men's, and guys know this, the refills for men's razors range from $2 to $6 per cartridge,
okay,
depending on the feature, when not bought in bulk. Schick at $2 to $2.75. The cheapest Shave Club option is 20 cents, okay?
Wow.
Pretty easy. Pretty much a no-brainer. So,
now, one thing, Gillette also has, you know, female raising or shaving products.
Right. Uh-huh.
And I don't know. Now, yeah, you could use a Harry's razor or a Dollar Shave Club razor, I guess, if
right.
you wanted to.
Okay.
But they haven't really marketed towards women at all.
Well, and that's and maybe they will.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
because I use like a Gillette disposable. I think it's like Gillette Daisy or something.
Right.
It's like the name of it. And they're just these pink little disposable razors. But if, you know, hey, I bought Harry's for my dad for Christmas 1 year. And, you know, I'm thinking if they had some female products or, you know, pink ones or something.
It's an untapped market.
That
there.
May be something that I would be interested
they
in.
They may be headed that way. Hello.
Yeah, I'm with John Makovic.
John Makovic? Okay. That's I thought that was the football coach at Texas, but I don't know. Maybe I don't get it. All right, so here's the deal. They also have other products that they are bringing out. Apparently, the next thing that Gillette is going to do is have a cartridge that heats up.
A cartridge that heats up?
They filed a patent for an application for a razor cartridge that heats up.
Huh.
Okay.
See how that works. Last year, they came out with this thing that had a swiveling ball for the hinge that supposedly made a difference.
Yeah.
Just shave, okay?
Yeah, I was going to say, there's so many additions and things to this. It's not hard. They used to use just one blade,
yeah,
you know?
It was done. And, you know, well, now and then they got to do the little trimmer thing for you, too, you know, so that you can shave on your lip where you wouldn't be able to when you have seven blades. It has kind of become a joke, but... clearly serious business now for Procter & Gamble and Gillette because they're not making their numbers.
Someone texted in and said, my wife uses Harry's razors. I have no complaints.
Hey, there you go.
So
all right.
Thank you for that.
So without even changing colors or styles.
Maybe I'll just have to try it out.
That's it. See how that can work for you. All right, we've gotten all the science, all these serious science taken care of. It's clear because now the New York Times recently asked some experts to figure out whether it's better to walk up an escalator or just stand there. And the results were unanimous. If everybody just stood there, we'd all get to the top a lot faster on average. Yep. Because when some people stand and some people walk, it can cause a backup, a line, if you will, and general chaos. So it takes a walker 46 seconds and standers 138 seconds. If everybody would just stand, you could get to the top of said escalator in 59 seconds. So it adds 13 seconds to you people who have been walking.
General Chaos, he's in the WWE, right?
He is, as a matter of fact. But, I mean, that's the whole idea is do you feel like you're getting somewhere faster that way? And if they're going to do it on escalator research, we're going to do the moving sidewalk thing too?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because that'd be a fair thing.
No, that one definitely gets you faster if you're walking.
Yeah, it does, but you have to be really careful at the end.
True.
Don't want to trip as you get
and
to the part.
And that little voice comes on way too late.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Well, now, and once again, one more thing. Have more people decided to stand, and you stand to the right, to give you an opportunity to look at your device.
Right.
As you're moving through the air. I'm thinking airport. I don't know. I guess they've got them other places, too. But anyhow, so is that happening? And likewise, if you're walking and looking at that and on a moving sidewalk.
Oh,
that's,
man.
That's the trifecta.
Trifecta. Yeah. Yeah.
Queen Elizabeth, pretty serious about her sweets. Her Majesty's former chef. Ah, he's the former chef. I wonder why. Darren McGrady tells Harper's Bazaar.
That's why he's speaking to the media.
That's right. She's crazy about something called chocolate biscuit cake. Brings along a stash of the treat whenever she travels and has the royal chef accompany the creation on particularly long journeys. The dessert's a family favorite. It doesn't give us a recipe.
Hey, what? All I know is I like all three of those things.
Yeah.
So I'm sure I would love chocolate biscuit cake.
Yeah.
The Prince William chose it as the groom's cake made for for his wedding to Kate Middleton. So
now they call cookies over there biscuits, right? So
right.
Is this like a chocolate cookie cake?
If only there were a way.
I'm looking it up now.
Okay. Chuck, I love that Brazos Valley Floor and Design brings all the home design elements together.
That's right, Suzanne. Custom precision cut granite, the latest in lighting technologies, and over 1 million square feet of Flooring America floors.
And we have the friendly staff to help you with your selections.
So visit Brazos Valley Floor and Design on Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie. Still the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
Hey, Bryan College Station, do you want to promote team building and workplace wellness? Then join me, Charlie Lima, chairman of the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce Health and Wellness Committee, for the fourth annual Water Cooler 5K Fun Run and Walk, sponsored by Texas A&M University. This fun-filled event, the Water Cooler 5K Run and Walk, begins at 4 p.m. on Thursday, April 6th at Wolfpin Creek. Don't miss it. You can do it. To find out more, log on to bcschamber.org or call 260-5200.
723 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Hello.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
You ever figured out why they have that 200-foot moving sidewalk or the little walkway in an airport when you got to go a mile to your terminal?
You know, I haven't. That's an excellent question. They go, here, we're going to put this right there. Of course, like you say, you've got to go from way over here to way over there. Now, and again,
and it moves slower than you walk, too, so just put a little bit of area in there to get you to your gate slower.
Certainly, could, well, they get a chance to control it. I don't know. Maybe does it ever change speeds? I'm not sure. Nowadays, though, you know, there's so many airports where you get on the tram, and the tram has to take you to the other terminal. And invariably, when you fly into IAH, you're never close to your connecting gate.
No.
Right. Never. You know, you've always got to go over to that terminal over there. Seldom is it, oh, look, I'm only three gates away. But
I don't even talk about air travel.
First world problem. All right. So, all right. Did you find it?
Oh, the cookie cake?
Yeah.
Yes. And it's actually, it's cookies. It is a cake made from cookies, but they're tea biscuits, like, you know, they eat over there.
Oh, we don't do that.
It's kind of cookie-ish. But, it's that and some dark chocolate and whipping cream and butter. And
I'd try it.
All the good stuff. But basically, yes, it is a cake made out of cookies.
There you are. All right, 724, the Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. You can join us either on text or phone, 979-695-1620. All right, so what do teens consider cool?
I don't know.
Do teens use the word cool?
Yeah, I think
do
so.
Okay, all right, okay. All right.
They probably use a lot of other words that they can replace with cool.
Yeah.
But.
Okay, Google recently released a report called It's Lit.
Yeah.
All right. A guide to what teens think is cool. I guess they had to do that for us old folks so that you could...
Knew what lit was.
You could
was.
Put the new word in, but you got to understand what that word means. Okay. So they surveyed about 1,100 Utes between the ages of 13 and 17. And the report says that teens feel something is cool if it is unique, impressive, interesting, amazing, or awesome. So YouTube is the coolest brand, according to teens.
Okay.
YouTube. Netflix, Google, Oreos, Doritos, and Nike all fit the bill as well.
All right.
All right.
The Wall Street Journal was found to be the least cool brand with teens. I get that.
Do they
okay.
even know what it is?
Right, exactly. Cool. Coke is cooler than Pepsi. JCPenney is cooler than Red Bull? What?
Okay.
What?
Weird.
Okay. I'll see.
Maybe JCPenney carries some brands that we don't know about.
Okay. Well, maybe.
You know?
Or maybe JCPenney put out this study.
Yeah, they may be. True. Yeah, they're struggling, not as badly as Sears, but they're doing their own
Red
struggles
Bull,
too.
All right. That's not even a comparison.
I'm doing research. We'll check on that in the
okay.
next half hour. Got the weather straight ahead. And the weather is brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radio and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. What a difference a day makes. Yesterday, we were looking at 90, and that's probably about where the high temperature got. But today, a high of only 74, but most importantly, windy out of the south yesterday, windy out of the northwest this morning. 10 to 15 during the morning, 15 to 20 this afternoon, and gusts could go as high as 30 miles an hour today. Tonight, we're down to 47, then tomorrow, sunshine. Winds will be out of the northwest tomorrow, but it won't be nearly as windy, and 76 will be the high. Back to about 80 as we begin Parents Weekend, and then 82 with sunshine on Saturday. Maybe some clouds on Sunday, but the temps will still be nice at 83 degrees. Right now, the wind's out of the northwest at 12. We've got fair skies. It's 56.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
The wacko far-left mayor of New York City, Bill de Blasio, is a bitter critic of President Trump. He recently vowed that New York will remain a sanctuary city no matter what the president or the attorney general says. Apparently, some New York City cops see things differently. The mayor had ordered that federal immigration officials are to be contacted only when an illegal immigrant is accused of a violent crime. But recently, two nonviolent illegal immigrants were given up to ICE by the New York Police Department. One of these illegals, the guy deported in the past, was accused of rubbing up against a woman on the subway, a misdemeanor. The other guy has a standing deportation order and is accused of burglary. The NYPD reportedly alerted ICE of their court appearances. A police department spokesman tried to downplay the whole thing, insisting that de Blasio's sanctuary policies were not compromised. We don't know what'll happen to the cops who ratted out the bad hombres. Depends on how vindictive the mayor is. But we have learned something. While rubbing up on women in subways and burglary may not be big deals to the mayor of New York, there are still some cops who take those things seriously. Thank goodness. It still doesn't resolve the problem, however, that New York is trying to harbor bad guys to the detriment of their own population. Go figure.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Hey, if you're getting your land ready for spring, you need a tractor. But how do you know if you're buying the right tractor? Well, talk to somebody who already has one, like the 98% of Mahindra owners who would recommend a Mahindra to their friends. That's right, folks, 98%. Mahindra stands behind their tractors and utility vehicles with the industry's leading warranties. They're made to last with real steel, not plastic. And Mahindra's utility vehicles are even built right here in the USA. Trust your land to the toughest tractors and utility vehicles on Earth, and you'll discover why Mahindra is the world's number one selling tractor. To become the next satisfied Mahindra owner, learn more at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normandy. Or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
What does over 140 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 53 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. No news is considered good news by those monitoring repairs at the Lake Bryan Dam since a crack was first discovered in December 2015. BTU uses the lake water for cooling power plants. General Manager Gary Miller told the city council at a recent workshop that there have been no problems since fixing the crack, adding berms, and lowering the level of the lake.
We're very hopeful that the TCEQ will allow this to be sort of a permanent solution and we don't have to go in there and do anything else. We have instrumentation that monitors whether there's movement, and we were paying very close attention to that.
Miller says BTU has asked the state to allow the lake to remain 4 feet lower than currently required. To make up the difference of less water being released from the dam, BTU would release an equal amount of treated wastewater. Less than 2 weeks following College Station City Council action, two more intersections are now all-way stops. Traffic engineer Troy Rother told the council that one of those intersections, where Graham crosses Schaefer in Alexandria, that could be converted in the future to a roundabout.
Eventually, the volumes meet a signal warrant, and the volumes that we would have at this intersection would be heavy in the morning and possibly at noon and then in the evening. So you would potentially need a signal for 3 or 4 hours of a 24-hour day, and the rest of the hours you wouldn't need it, but a roundabout could accommodate the traffic flow and be less maintenance.
Councilwoman Blanche Brick said she would take up roundabouts in future meetings of the city's Transportation Advisory Committee. The council also approved an all-way stop at Eagle in Alexandria, a ban on U-turns on Wellburn at the Harvey Mitchell Parkway interchange, a ban on parking, standing, and stopping along Gilchrist near Williams, and removed parking along Luther Street West between Harvey Mitchell and Marion Pugh. The state Senate has passed legislation that will limit future tuition increases at public universities.
Brazos County Senator Charles Schwertner says he added an amendment that passed by a 20-11 margin that limits future increases to no more than 1% over the rate of inflation. Senate Bill 19 also ties future increases to student performance. Schwertner says he wants to stop what he calls skyrocketing costs. Senator says since tuition was deregulated in 2003, the cost of higher education has more than doubled, and designated tuition has risen 256%. SB 19 applies only to the state's four-year universities, not to community colleges and vocational technical schools. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The latest honor for Chuck Norris has come from the Texas Senate.
The 77-year-old star of Walker, Texas Ranger was born in Oklahoma but has lived in Texas. Norris has campaigned for many Texas Republicans, including U.S. Senator Ted Cruz and Governor Greg Abbott. Norris and his wife appeared in the Senate chamber today to accept the honor. Norris is the subject of online jokes attributing superhuman strength and impossible feats to him. Cameron Fairchild, TSN News.
The 13th annual fundraiser to raise operating funds for the Community Foundation of the Brazos Valley will be held April 24th. Foundation President Patricia Gerling says this year's tribute luncheon honorees are Celia Goode Haddock, Larry Hodges, and Gary Blair.
The Community Foundation is a nonprofit organization that works with businesses, donors, and nonprofit organizations here to establish charitable endowments that provide permanent funding sources to support the good works here in our community.
Tickets for the luncheon, which celebrates philanthropy in the Brazos Valley, got stuck on that word again, are available online at cfbv.org or by contacting the foundation office. And Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan has announced three town hall gatherings later this month. Two of them will be by telephone. The third will be at News Talk 1620 WTAW. Bryan Broadcasting Vice President and General Manager Ben Downs says the April 20th town hall will combine traditional broadcast with social media.
We're lucky here that we have the ability to have a special email address question at WTAW.com that will come straight to his desk here. And also we have the text, voicemail, and the telephone. So people will be able to ask questions in just about every possible way that you can ask a question this day and age.
Flores encourages those who want to participate in the telephone town halls on April 18th and 19th to register by going to his website, flores.house.gov. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 53 degrees. You can call or text us now at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Today, it's easy to manage and store thousands of digital images on your computer. But what about your old family films and photos? Well, that's where Tube Video comes in. We convert 8 and 16 millimeter film, most video formats, old and new, photos and slides, and even old records and audio cassettes to digital files. Tube Video is a local company, and you can find us online at tubevideo.ws or call 690-6950 56 to set up an appointment. You created the memories. Let Tube Video help preserve them.
It's hard to believe, but in a few short months, I'll be 80, and I'm at the point where I need help staying healthy.
In partnership with Texas A&M Health Science Center, CHI St. Joseph Health is proud to bring you the Mature Well Lifestyle Center, a one-of-a-kind health complex for adults 55 and older.
While Dad may be turning 80, I'm only in my mid-50s, but even I could use some help to make sure my health stays in good shape.
Mature Well brings everything you need to get fit, stay healthy, and live well together in one location. You'll find services like physical and occupational therapy, specialized physicians, and experts in nutrition and medication management, plus a gym and pool, cooking classes, and educational seminars.
It's great to find a place that's all about helping me.
That's helping both of us.
Helping both of us live the best lives we can.
Mature Well is now open, so get to a healthier place today. Visit maturewell.chisaintjosephhealth.org.
Good morning, it's 7:37, a Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF, go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Cold front slides off to the south and east this morning. We're sunny and breezy behind it, and the cloudiness will move to the south and east as well. Highs near 70 today, clear overnight 45 to 50. High pressure controls the weather tomorrow. Bright sunshine, comfortable. A cool start, but we'll get to 75 tomorrow afternoon. Clear to partly cloudy, cool again tomorrow night, down close to 50. And then mostly sunny for Friday. Temperatures Friday afternoon are going to be around 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll hear from Coach Rob Childress on the A&M baseball team's win over Dallas Baptist last night. Meanwhile, in Major League Baseball, the Astros are two up and the Rangers are two down to start the season. And in the NBA, the Kings took down the Mavs while the Spurs rallied late for an overtime win over the Grizzlies. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you are. Let's head to Washington, D.C., and Congressman Bill Flores joins us this morning. Good morning, Congressman. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Great to be on the Infomaniacs again this morning.
Thank you. Well, of course, the story that we're running in our news, you've announced your the dates for your town hall meetings. We're going to be doing something a little bit different this year.
Yeah, we're going to try something new, which I think will give us incredible reach because of the way that Bryan Broadcasting operates your station. Not only are people going to be able to call in with their questions, but we're going to and listen to it on the air. They can also listen to your live stream, And in addition, we're going to Facebook Live this event, as well as our other two Teletown Hall events, and so people can submit their questions by Facebook. So they'll be able to use Facebook, email, web, call in, you name it, there's going to be a way to get your questions in.
And
looking forward to it.
Yeah, we're going to be busy that night, and but it is an opportunity for people to be able to get questions in, and we will get to as many as we can, but a lot of different vehicles to be able to do that. So for that, and also the Teletown Halls, go ahead and give them the information as far as when they're going to occur.
Sure. On April the 18th, we're going to have a telephone town hall with our southern counties, which would include Brazos County as well as the Brazos Valley counties, going all the way over to our Travis County constituents. And then on the 19th, we're going to do our northern counties, which includes McLennan County and some of our central Texas counties up in that area. And then, of course, on the 20th, we're going to do our radio town hall on WTAW. So
yep.
Pretty excited about it. We should have incredible reach on this one. Mm-hmm. It's been really difficult to gauge how many people would show up, so it's been hard to figure out what a venue would look like and also what the security situation should be like. So by using a telephone town hall format and a radio call-in format, we should be able to, I'm hoping, touch over 100,000 constituents. There's just no other way to do that effectively. And also conveniently for those that live in our rural counties or that don't travel much. So I'm pretty excited about the opportunities to talk to a bunch of folks.
Yep. Well, we don't know for sure, but we think this may be the first time that the radio and being able to put all those elements together has been done in the United States. So we're excited about that. Let's talk a little.
I do believe we're plowing some new ground here. I'm pretty excited about it. I look forward to it.
I'm sure there are other members who'll be watching and listening to see how that works out. A week ago when you and I spoke, you were hopeful, fairly certain that you were going to be able to get a positive vote on the repeal and replace. That did not happen, even after a delay. And we thought that, well, that had been sidetracked, but apparently it's still alive in some way, shape, or form. Talk to us about that a little bit.
Yes, I met with Vice President Pence yesterday, along with other leaders in the Republican Study Committee. And he has been working hard behind the scenes with the different groups within the House GOP to get this back on track. And working with our members, he's come up with some pretty good ideas, or we collectively have come up with some pretty good ideas to help get some of the moderates back on board, and then also to improve the buy-in from the holdout group, some of the members of the Freedom Caucus. And so my hope is that there may be a way to get this on the floor this week. Several of us have gotten the ear of our leadership and said, look, don't need to come home until we can get something done with this because we promised the American people that we would repeal and replace Obamacare. Our leadership has been somewhat reluctant to hold us over to get this done. But there could be a chance we go ahead and stay through Friday to get it done. But again, we've got to get everybody to buy on. And one of the challenges with the Freedom Caucus, they've taken a blood oath among each other that nobody will agree to do anything until they've talked among themselves. I can't do that. My voting card belongs to our constituents, and so I need to rely on what my constituents say versus the majority of another group.
Congressman Bill Floor is joining us from Washington, D.C., but it seems some of the sticking points have to do with actual special allowances, waivers, and exemptions for states. Is that basically right?
That's correct. And, it's long been a conservative goal to turn Medicaid back over to the states because the state knows its population better than a bunch of bureaucrats up here in Washington, D.C. And so one of the ways to do this, because of the broad power given to the Secretary of Health and Human Services by the Affordable Care Act, we allow the Secretary, in this case Tom Price, to issue waivers. For instance, Texas today operates under an 1115 waiver, which gives it some limited flexibility to design Medicaid for our population. But there's also an area of the bill called 1332. And that allows the secretary to give broad authority to the states in terms of how to deal with high-risk users or high utilization persons. And so a great example of this is the state of Maine. The state of Maine set up what it called an invisible high-risk pool where somebody would apply for insurance in the individual market, and then if they were a high-risk patient, their claims would be offloaded to this high-risk pool, and then the payment, the cost of that was subsidized by the state. So, in our, and I know this is complicated, but in our case, what we've done is we've set up a $115 billion state and patient stability fund, and we would allow the states a 1/13/32 waivers, which would occur automatically if they meet certain criteria, to be able to use that to set up these invisible pools. In May, it was incredible. The premiums dropped, you know, more than 30% almost overnight. And so based on the studies we're seeing so far, if we can do something like that, our calendar year 18 premium increases from our insurance companies for the individual market and the exchange should actually be negative. They should become net savings. So, A, you're covering people with pre-existing conditions, and B, everybody else is winding up with a lower cost. And the folks with pre-existing conditions also have attractive cost structures as well.
Well, and it's not that different from auto insurance. Certainly, there used to be a risk pool or an accident pool where if you were a bad accident,
exactly,
you paid a higher price. Let's change our attention now to the budget a little bit.
Although, in this case, I wouldn't call a high-risk patient a bad actor.
No.
I would just say
no.
Yeah, and so I just want to clarify that because I will tell you there's some leftists out there that's listening to this, and they're going to scorch me on social media about this. So, no, they're not bad actors. They have a health condition. This allows them to have good quality health care coverage at a nice, at an attractive price, and then but without hurting the risk of the risk pool, the regular risk pool, if you will, moving forward. So I think it's a pretty novel idea, and I think it'll work well.
Let's turn our attention to the budget. It's time to start talking budget shutdown one more time. I mean, it hadn't happened since 2013, but we still talk about that. This morning, 65 in a poll from Politico and Morning Consult they released about an hour ago, 65% of the voters in this poll say that Congress should, quote, take all necessary steps to avoid a government shutdown, end quote. They're saying that as y'all are trying to get this thing worked out. And I know the Democrats are calling for a clean budget bill. So tell me what the sense is in Washington.
Well, what we hope to be able to do is to pass the appropriations bills to fund government operations for the rest of this year from April the 29th through September the 30th. I'm hoping that we can get that done. I don't think that's realistic, though. And as a result of the fact that it would be unrealistic to get it done, some people are calling to pass a clean CR. I don't like CRs because they hurt the military. The military cannot do planning when you do these short-term CRs because they can't change the programming of the way they spend money to fit the current threat mix that they have. So my hope is that at bare minimum we will pass a military appropriations bill, and then if we need to do everything else with a continuing resolution, that doesn't bother me too badly. I'd prefer to do something more granular, but if we have to do a CR, that's fine. We've got to get this. We've only got a week and a half left in session, the remainder of this week, and then the last week of the month to get this done. I hope we can get it done this week, but it doesn't look likely at this point. So we'll probably have some drama between now and April the 28th when current funding runs out.
Okay, and finally, let's circle back to a minute about the Obamacare or the American, Health Care Act?
American Health Care Act.
Okay, is there any chance that there's going to be any vote on that before y'all leave town?
There is. Again, I can't promise this, but it does seem like we've made good progress in improving the bill so that we have a high likelihood that we would have lower premiums for calendar year 18. And if we can get that put into legislative text and actually get a chance to review it, we could vote on it as soon as tomorrow. I think that would be unlikely. My hope is our leadership will hold us over into Friday and that we can vote on it on Friday. We'll just have to see how that works out.
All right, we'll watch. Congressman Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on the website at WTAW.com. We thanks for the time, and once again, we're excited about the forum.
We look forward to it. And Scott, I'd ask our listeners to continue prayer for our country, our military men and women, and our first responders.
Certainly.
Hi, I'm Cal McNeil with the Bank and Trust. To us, your banking relationship is more than just deposits. We want to be the first place you call for your lending needs. Let your banking relationship be my priority. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Hi, I'm Ivan Olson with the Bank and Trust. Our emphasis every day is to come to work and figure out how to say yes on loans to help this community and our customers grow. We've got the best bankers in this market. Come give us a try. Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
At some point in our lives, most of us have wanted to achieve greatness and make a difference in the world. It's a popular theme at almost every high school and college graduation. But for every Billy Graham, William Shakespeare, or Abraham Lincoln, you need a Max Talmy. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. And my guess is Max Talmy isn't a name you're familiar with. Consider yourself in the majority if that's the case. Most people don't know he was an ophthalmologist and scientist in the early 1900s. In fact, outside of the scientific community, he was virtually unknown. So you might assume Max lived a life of obscurity with barely a ripple of influence worth remembering. But you'd be wrong. You see, Max Talmy didn't change history with his own scientific discoveries, but he was instrumental in the life of someone who did, a young man named Albert Einstein. It was Talmy who introduced Einstein to the world of science and encouraged him to pursue the discipline. And the thought strikes me, who can we influence? Maybe you're a parent passing along wisdom to your children, or a teacher guiding the lives of young people, or a spouse encouraging your wife or husband toward their goals. Don't underestimate the importance of your efforts of support. You may never have a direct impact on millions of people yourself, but you just might have the opportunity to influence someone who will. For more about how to encourage others, visit us at FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-866-979-9147 or go to bestwaternow.com. HydroCare will eliminate limescale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-866-979-9147, 1-866-979-9147, or go to bestwaternow.com. That's bestwaternow.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:53. Well, the Texas A&M baseball team defeated the Dallas Baptist Patriots 7-3 last night on Olsen Field. Here's Coach Rob Childress on the win.
Well, really proud of our team. I mean, like you said, I mean, you come off an emotional weekend. You don't know what you're going to get on Tuesday. Thought we were very professional. Doc Zachas gave us a great performance. And, you know, I thought he pitched as good as he's pitched all year. 3 pitches for a strike. And each guy we went to off him with traffic on the bases got us off the field and did a really nice job. Case and Sherrod, Kaylor Chafin, we got Turner Larkins back, and Mitchell Kilcaney came in and finished it there. But, you know, we attacked strike zone. We didn't give away free base runners. We took care of the baseball, and you only give up 3 home runs, but you win going away. We did a lot of great things tonight offensively. Got some sack bunts down and moved some runners and got some big hits.
Next up, the 11th-ranked Auburn Tigers travel to College Station for a 3-game set to begin on Friday with a 6:30 p.m. first pitch. And you can hear all the games on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, the 5th-ranked A&M softball team welcomes McNeese State to the Aggie Softball Complex tonight. First pitch is at 6:30 p.m., and you can catch that one on Willie 1550. In A&M track and field, after breaking a collegiate record in the decathlon to win the Texas Relays and earning recognition as the top individual at the meet, senior Lyndon Victor was awarded the Men's National Athlete of the Week honor by the Track and Field Coaches Association yesterday and was also named the SEC Field Athlete of the Week. In Major League Baseball,
the 2-2 pitch, Gallo a swing and a miss, and the ball game's over. High fastball at 93. Allen strikes out Odor, Profar, and Gallo with a tying run at second to end the game.
Carlos Santana led off with a home run, and the Cleveland Indians held on for a 4-3 victory over the Texas Rangers last night. The final game of the series is tonight at 7. Pregame will be at 6:30, and you can catch the game over on The Zone as well. Meanwhile, in Houston,
tried to hold up. He went around. Astros win. 2-1 victory. The Astros start out 2017 with a 2-0 start.
Brian McCann and Marwin Gonzalez homered to back a solid start by Lance McCullers and help the Houston Astros to a 2-1 win over the Seattle Mariners last night. Game 3 with the Mariners is tonight at Minute Maid Park. First pitch is set for 7:10 p.m. In the NFL, Tony Romo is retiring from the Dallas Cowboys to replace another former quarterback in Phil Sims as lead analyst for CBS. Here's Romo on the decision.
I didn't come to this conclusion lately. My wife would tell you that we've had a lot of late nights and time going back and forth on a lot of different things. And it was nice just to have some clarity recently.
CBS announced yesterday that Romo will be paired with Jim Nance on Thursday night and Sunday games next season. In the NBA, Ben McLemore scored 21 of his 22 points in the second half to lead 6 players in double figures, and the Sacramento Kings beat the Dallas Mavericks 98-87 last night. Meanwhile, in San Antonio, Kawhi Leonard had 32 points and 12 rebounds, and the San Antonio Spurs rallied in the final seconds of regulation before beating the Memphis Grizzlies 95-89 in overtime last night. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
Thank you, Brad. It's time for the deal of the day now, thanks to our friends at Team Ford of Navasota. We've got another 2014 Ford Expedition. It's a limited, one-owner, leather, great SUV for $32,988. And if you get the Expedition, you can get it duded up all you want at Texas Custom Outfitters with new tires, rims, tint, light package, whatever you want to do to it, they can rig it for you at Texas Custom Outfitters and roll it all into the financing. To find out more, just go to teamofnavasota.com or make the short trip to Navasota for Team Ford of Navasota.
Have you been told that you have the TV or radio up too loud? Do you often ask others to repeat themselves? You might have a hearing loss. Audible Hearing Centers will help you hear clearly. Now is your chance to win a free hearing aid system from Audible Hearing Centers. You heard that right. One WTAW listener will win a free hearing aid system. Go to WTAW.com and enter the Hear Clearly giveaway. You could win free hearing aids, and everyone who enters will receive a special offer from Audible Hearing Centers. Don't miss your chance to win a free hearing aid system at WTAW.com.
If you're a little kid and you don't feel good, that you want to feel better, go see the doctors. At UPA.
University Pediatric Association is now offering new walk-in hours Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11:45 a.m. and 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. No appointment necessary. If you need to see a pediatric specialist in a moment's notice, then UPA is the place for you.
Every child deserves a specialist.
UPA, celebrating 40 years of caring for your kids.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates. It's time for Tips with Jen.
I feel like we need some kind of crazy music behind when you say that.
I'll come up with something one of these days. But anyway, okay, so the colder months are over. It's going to get hotter from here on out pretty much. And so we need to start thinking about our air conditioning units and our HVAC system, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. 6 months ago or so, well, it was like a warm winter, but we were talking about having your heater serviced and making sure that you don't have any carbon monoxide leaks or anything like that.
Always a good idea.
So, right? For your safety. So now for energy efficiency, you want to make sure that you have your heating and air conditioning system, particularly the AC side of that, serviced to make sure everything's running as efficiently as possible. Go ahead and make sure, too, if you've got a condensing unit that's hidden around kind of on a side yard where you don't see it very often, that there's a clear airflow to it. There's not a lot of foliage growing up around it. And the other thing is change your air filters. Change your air filters at least once a month to make sure that you maximize efficiency.
Jen and the team are the experts. Check them out online. ZARealestate.com.
At Zorneman Flooring, we love helping turn your house into a home. From floors to showers and even backsplashes, we have a wide selection of all leading brands. Need help with colors and designs? We can help with that too. Whether you are building a new home or remodeling your existing, we are here to help. Oh, and P.S., our prices are pretty great too. Find us at the corner of Boonville and Wildfire Drive in Bryan or at zfloors.net. Zorneman Flooring, where it's our pleasure to make you happy.
Good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW, the Infomaniacs. It's about a minute till. Yeah, the weather's changing, just letting you know. So it's going to be a little cooler today if you haven't been outside yet.
Enjoy it.
Yeah. So a police force has admitted to paying a burglar's $44,000 phone bill for a device that it gave him while they let him out on bail. The North Wales police gave a phone to this offender because what they're trying to do is reintegrate criminals into the community.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, instead of giving them a pay-as-you-go phone, instead, they basically presented him with a phone that they were going to pay for. So, as a result, he ended up running up $55,000 worth.
Jeez.
So, see, yeah, once again, there is crazy over there.
I don't know how you do that.
No, but if somebody else is paying for the bill,
you can
think of all sorts of ways that you can waste money.
Obviously not unlimited data.
No, that's it. 74 for a high temperature today and breezy. Winds may gust as high as 30 miles an hour today. 47 tonight, 76 tomorrow. It is 57 degrees right now as we approach 8 o'clock. WTAW College Station, Bryan.